Can't see you. You're burning down, shining in the sun. Got your hair tapped down in your radio wall.
This is Petey Pidge.
I am Mike.
J Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
And we have a special guest, my brother from another mother. Andrew Pileggi, the boss.
Hey, what's up?
One of my closest frat brother friends for life. We've been through lots of shit. We did a lot of fun shit throughout the years. My man forges swords in his shed. We're gonna do American Gladiator shit. There's a lot going on. There's a lot on the plate.
Wait, is that like your full time job, forging swords? Because that's fucking awesome.
No, I have a couple different businesses. I have a landscape business, an ATM business, private security business, and then I do that for fun.
That's amazing.
Forge swords, man, for fun. That's why I fucking love this guy.
Fucking like working with metal and making swords for fun. Like, wow, that's pretty fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, knives, swords, you know, whatever.
I love super masculine shit that I can't do.
Well, I used to watch Forge of Fire. I was like, if these assholes can do it, so can I.
This is why we get along so well, because we're both very similar and just being like, I remember the day with the American Gladiators where we were both just talking about American Gladiators. And I remember you specifically said it to me, Drew, you're like, we can do this. And I'm like, what, American Gladiators? And he's like, yeah, like we could set this up and like do it. And I'm like, okay, like let's do it. And it's been on the plan for a while. There's a few events. I think it's more possible now because I think I figured out, I think I got the cheat code to make it work, dude. So this is what I want to tell you. We can interchange the games that we can't do from that with other games from like Double Dare and Nickelodeon Guts because they were easier to put together and it would be just as comp, like it would be comparable to what you have to do. Like,
this is not easier, but like I'm imagining a full contact Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Kind of. That's what I was thinking as like something like that. Or like
you know, the game where they try to get the flag out of the nose.
Yes. That's what I was thinking of with all the gack and shit in it. Yeah.
But with like raw Philly sewage.
Yeah, that's great. Or just cheesesteak cheese. It's like
they just whiz. They melt like the dude in RoboCop.
Yo, the fucking, oh my God, we'll call it the Whiznos.
but I thought that, so I know the assault, we figured you just use hay bales and then get a pneumatic cannon. That's easy.
That's easy. Yeah, sure.
But you can't do the
wall. It's like we have that. I mean, I build it.
But like the wall, like you can't do the wall, you know what I mean? Like you can't build it. It's just too much. Like you could, but like that would be an event in itself. And it's the wall. Like I was honestly, I was never a big fan of the wall. Like that event always was just like, I don't know. It never did it for me. The Eliminator, that would be the thing. If we were going to recreate anything, that would be what I would want to recreate. But what I thought of was there's a bunch of places that do that, like American Ninja thing around here. You could go to one of those gyms and be like, listen, let's take the weird shit out, like that nobody accomplishes, like on the show that takes them like 40 minutes to do. Let's take that out and replace it with like stuff that's like easy stuff, like from the American Gladiators, because they can interchange those things and in the events, and then that'll be the Eliminator.
Yeah.
You know, like we could, a cargo net wall is easy. That's easy. And that's part of the Eliminator.
We just got to contact the Ninja Warrior guys now.
Yeah,
I can get us a sports arena.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, dude. See? I knew if we collected all these minds together that this would be a thing, because this is what I wanted to do for the 2 year anniversary party. Because obviously the first year anniversary party. Shameless plug is August 19th at the Lakewood Blue Claws. Come out if you can, hang out with us. You get to watch a ball game, you get to see us have fun and frolic and do all kinds of other things that, you know, start with an F.
Come and frolic with us.
But not that thing. Not the thing that you, everyone.
Not
is
the main
about.
Thing.
I mean, maybe.
Fiddle. I can fiddle.
Sorry, that got me for some reason. It fucking got me.
But yeah. So I'm going to tell a funny story that I remember about how I met Drew. For the first time, because I don't know if I've ever told you this story, Drew. I don't know if I've ever repeated this to you, but this is very funny to me. So I used to talk to this girl named Megan up at school. we ended up having it wasn't a falling out, but I cursed her out. Long story for another time. Anyway, at the time,
Megan, I like that it wasn't a falling out, but you cursed her. Like, you just woke up that day and we're like, you know what?
Fuck Megan.
No, she cursed me out in a car ride while she was drunk and I was taking her home.
Mm.
And what did I say to her that Maz was laughing his ass off? I said, I don't give a thunder fuck or something like that. It was like a really creative curse word. And then I dropped her at her door while she was fumbling with trying to get the key in the door. I said, good luck with that. And I just got back in the barn. Anyway, this is why Andrew's a better guy than I am, because same scenario, Megan got wasted and was passed out. And so when we first went to Westchester, we paid for the new luxury dorms that they had. They were like apartments, but they weren't finished being built when we were, they only had certain like buildings that were done. So they had to put us up in an old dorm in order to start the school year. So it was
a piece of shit.
It was like a condemned dorm that we were there.
They were going to tear it down.
We had a blast. We did a bunch of fun shit on the dorm, but this was all the people that were supposed to be in these luxury dorms. So they gave us like $500 a week of like spending money on like in like school cash for food and stuff and like amenities because we were in these dorms. Anyway, so we got to meet all these people that were going to be living with us. And all of us were in the same dorm. Me and Andrew, I'd heard about him, but we'd never crossed paths because he used to ride, what was it, a Kawasaki?
CBR.
CBR. So, he would have it around and I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the rumor was that he had a python. And I'm not talking about like a sexual python here. I'm talking about like a snake. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if that's true. And I was like, whatever. So anyway, what happened was, push came to shove, Megan was wasted. Her roommate was dating my roommate at the time, Maz. Maz is like, dude, you're the only sober one here. Megan is at Andrew's apartment because they had gotten moved. They were on a different floor, right? You were on a different floor from us, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So they were on a different floor and they got moved into their apartment first. So we were waiting to get moved in, but all the people that we had all interacted with and met, we ended up hanging with them at the thing. Anyway, so Megan's like, I'm at Andrew's, here's the number or whatever. So I called him and I was like, hey, Andrew, this is Jimmy. I'm going to come get Megan because Monica's worried about her. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. She's passed out on my couch. We got her like passed out on the couch. And I'm like, my first thought was because I didn't really know Andrew. I didn't know any of the, I was like, oh shit, dude, she's in a dude's like dorm passed out drunk. And she was kind of a slutty girl anyway. I was like, fuck, dude, people are taking advantage of her. Like, what the fuck? So I get into the dorm room and she's on the couch. She's under a cover with a pillow.
Fully clothed.
Shoes are off.
I'm no Cosby. Yeah.
She fell asleep from her own volition.
That's her throw up. That's not a colored sweater that she's wearing. Yeah.
I didn't even give her a drink.
So I walked in and I don't remember if you were drunk or not. You might have been a little bit buzzed, but I don't think you were drunk. I walked in and he's like, hey man, welcome to my dorm room. And I'm looking, and as soon as I walk in, I didn't think anything of Megan being on the couch. I see the snake. And I'm like,
yeah, his name is
confirmation.
I said, is that a real snake? And he goes, yeah.
Fuck that bitch. You got a snake? I'm like,
I used to take him for walks.
I'm like, how did you get a snake in here? And he's like, oh man, you just get it in. You snuck it in, right?
Yeah. Dude, it was a 6-foot python. I named it Misfit and because it had like the patterns on it were skulls.
Nice.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was awesome. It was, I was like,
stolen from this dude. I was like,
holy shit. And he goes, yeah, dude. And we're just laughing about it. I'm like, all right, dude, help me get her up. And then I got her up. I drove her back. And after that, like, I was like, yo, this. I even said to Matt, I said to Maz that day, I was like, yo, that dude Drew's legit, dude. He's got a fucking python in his goddamn dorm room. We need to start hanging with that guy. And then that was right around the time when we had started the frat stuff. And I remember you were one of the first people that I came to when we
were. When you say started, did you guys start the fraternity or you meant start like joining the fraternity?
I guess technically we still are.
And I should preface this because I've said this to Jimmy. I don't know if I said it on the show. Fraternities are super interesting to me because we had nothing like that in my college. So, right, so like, let me take the only thing I know about fraternities is from movies, not real life.
So basically, how we fell into it, like Jimmy was saying, we were all thrown into this dorm while our apartments were getting ready. So, you know, we all became close friends with the people that are on our floor. But there was like, you know, a few floors that ended up being around 30 guys that we all ended up, you know, becoming really good friends.
Let me real quick. It was an eclectic crew too. Like, it wasn't like, you know, a bunch of guys like us. Mm. It was like, we all came from different backgrounds. We were all like, you know, there was different. Like,
all just likes. Thrown into
was,
this situation.
It was legitimately like, yeah.
It was like the Bad News Bears of fraternities.
You're right, dude. That's 100% right.
Exactly what it was.
You're the Mighty Ducks of fucking of fraternity. It was that.
Literally, our none of us wanted to join a fraternity. Like, we would have never joined a different fraternity or even thought about it, but the opportunity came to start our own. We're like, let's fucking do this. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
yeah. If you get an opportunity like that, like, you fucking take it. Like, to start your own fraternity and to like write your own rules and make your
like
own
the movie Old School. Like, yeah, that literally was our situation there.
Yep. Before, and that with no influence from the movie whatsoever. We legitimately we were like, oh, they want a chapter of this frat. Let's bring it here. We got it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Dude,
it was like insane. So you know, we went through all like the processes of doing the whole legal part of becoming, you know, a legit Westchester like chapter. Now the fraternity we joined was Lambda Chi Alpha, and they're very popular fraternity. So they have chapters in a bunch of different colleges. But there wasn't one at Westchester. So we started that one there. We would go to to the guys at Delaware a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they helped us, you know, tell us, you know, the ins and outs of what fraternity life actually looked like and stuff like that. But, you know, we didn't really care, man. We did our own thing. We hung out, we had parties.
Yeah. We were never, I will say this, very quickly early on, there was a group of us, and I believe you were a part of it too, Drew, where we were like, if this gets weird in any way, like if there's like, if people like try to tell us to like get down into our underwear and get paddled and shit, we were like, we're done. I remember specifically, me and Drew were like, we'll walk the fuck out. Like,
yeah, and
that's not happening.
While I'm sure stuff like that does happen, yeah. I'm smart enough to know watching a movie like this isn't.
Yeah,
this isn't what normal fraternities are.
There is shit that happens. Yeah. That's like with other fraternities. That's like they're like, well, this is what you have to do. And we were literally like, no, we don't.
Dude, we were the United States of fraternities. If somebody told us what to do, we'd be like, go fuck yourself, fight me.
Dude, so Sammy was the other guy that was one of the starters, and he had come to me and he's like, let's start a frat. Well, I was like, well, what do you do? How do you start a frat? So we had to go to the Greek office and find out. We just wanted to start our own.
In Greece?
Yeah, right. Yeah, dude.
You're like, this is way more elaborate than I thought it was going to be.
That's where the $500 comes in.
I had to hold the Tower of Pisa up in order just to get just for a day, just to get into the to talk to the guy. But no, so we went there and we were talking, and they were like, you can't start your own because there's only a certain amount that we allow on campus. But we used to have Lambda Chi, and it fell off, it got kicked out, whatever. We want to bring that chapter, that frat back. So they put us in contact with the Lambda Chi people. They came and put us in contact with everyone else, and then they picked officers based on this group. So basically we just had to recruit people. So we did all these events, and we did it was actually the event that the mingle event was one of the events that Sean said the funniest thing that I've ever. Do you remember when Sehar told Brent? Do you remember this? We were at a mingle event to try and like get people to get join the frat, and it was like also a mingle event for the village, which is where we were living. So it was me, and I met one of my close friends, Sean Sehar, and Brent was, they were like buddies, but Brent was trying to impress some chicks, and he was playing cards. He was doing card tricks, and Sean and me were sitting there looking at him, and Sean goes, Sean looks at him and he said something, and Brent goes, oh, there's Sean, the Joker. And he pulls the card up, and it's the Joker card. And Sean was so unimpressed by his card tricks. The thing with Sehar is like, Sehar had like this ability to just change that gear so quick and be so mean, funny, that you just couldn't help but laugh, but it like came out of nowhere because he's such a mellow dude. And then, so we're sitting there, and he's looking, and Brent goes, and all the girls were like, the Joker. And I'll never forget it. CR goes, Brent, you know why they call me the Joker? And Brent goes, why? And he goes, because I wear that silly hat when I fuck your mom. And I was just like, yo, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. Brent, like, literally, like, he just goes and just drops his head. And I was like, what do you even say to that? That's an unbeatable comment at that moment. The timing was so perfect. I was like, holy shit, dude, that was good. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. The girls instantly turned on Brent and went right to see her. I was fucking dying for months about that fucking joke. It was great. Anyway, so we gather all these people together and we go, and there's like, you know, there's initiation rites and stuff you have to do, and they do all this stuff. And I remember they did, because there were so many of us and we were getting brought on, they had to do the initiation for all of us, but represented by one person. And I remember one of the dudes who was doing the initiation, we had to go to UPenn to get the official initiation. One of the dudes at UPenn had a lisp, right? So here I am, right? Sammy got nominated as the president. Andrew, you were the vice president at the time, right?
No, I was the social.
Social director, right? Which was so perfect for you. the only thing that was better was president, and you actually got the presidency afterwards. But so we're standing there, and during the initiation, you have on one side of me is Sean, the other side of me is Maz, and they're both like egging me on to say shit and laugh because this dude has a terrible lisp as he's reciting these like professional, like, so he's like, and I'm going, because I don't have any decorum. I can't control myself. And Sammy's over there being like, Jimmy, Mac, knock it off. I'm like, dude, I can't help it. And Maz is like, that's a theory. We have to take the theory. And I'm fucking dying. I almost got kicked out of the initiation because I was laughing at this dude's lisp. I felt so bad the rest of the time. Like, damn, dude. Yeah, but then after that, it was just trying to establish ourselves. But I remember, like, nobody respected us really at first when we first came on. Like, we had to earn every other frat's respect.
The games happened.
Yeah, right. So then we did. So they do Greek games, right? And that's
crushed everybody.
We crushed everybody. I think there's only one event we didn't take first place, right?
I don't know. I wasn't in that one.
We did. I remember we did.
Perfect response, by the way.
No, it was. I'll tell you exactly what it was. I remember it was the pyramid. That's the only thing we didn't do because for some reason we just couldn't climb on top of each other fast and be sturdy. That shit sucked. I was on the bottom because I was like a sturdy board, I guess. And I fucking hated it. Knees in my back.
You know exactly why you're on the bottom, asshole.
That's true. I mean, look.
Just don't it. You're a power bottom.
Look, right. Yeah. I wasn't going to make it on the top. Let's be honest. I'm not saying I could jump like Ewing. I'm just saying, like, I would have sat that one out if it was cool. But I was sturdy on the bottom. But so we did that. We did. And I remember, this is the one I remember the most. I thought somebody had video footage of this somewhere. But so we did, they had all these different events and you have to do these.
And every fraternity plays against the other fraternities.
Yeah. It's okay. Like actual Olympics. But it's like you all do the same events. So
who judges this?
It's like teachers and stuff, right?
Yeah, there's like a council.
Yeah. Greek council or something like that. Okay. But yeah. So the main events that we did was, I remember there was a splash. There was a belly flop contest. I did the belly flop contest where I had, I did like a Hulk out and then I did the dirty bird off of a diving board and I did a frog splash.
What's the dirty bird?
The dance that the Atlanta Falcons used to do when they got a touchdown.
That's why I don't know. That.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Cause you're not a sports guy.
Yeah.
But we did that and that was good. And then
there was the football, there was like flag football. There was tug of war. There was a
tug of war. We killed the tug of war.
A big wheel race.
Oh, I don't remember that. I wasn't part of that. Yeah, I was part of. So the coup de grace of the whole thing after the tug of war. The tug of war was the one where you like put your foot in the ground and been like, we're the most manly, and that's how I felt like it was, and we dominated that. Like I don't even think there was one school that was cheating. They would jump the whistle every time, and at one point I think me and Shakes at that point were like so pissed that we just turned around. Like turned not facing and just started walking backwards because we were so pissed. We're like, we're not fucking losing this.
I don't know why this happened, but I remember when I was in high school, we only had to take gym 1 year in high school. So I think I chose senior year, and I was friends with a few of the guys on the football team. I didn't even understand that they were football players because I don't follow sports. So it was irrelevant to me, but they were like big dudes and I was a bigger dude. So they were in the same gym class as me. So it's me and a bunch of like the football player kids. And we just happened to all be friends. So when it came time for teams for tug of war, it's us and then everybody else. We just demolished these fucking kids. Like, we were just dragging kids across the gym.
For some of the frats, that's what it was. Like, that we would feel it a little bit, and then we would all just be like, all right, guys. Yeah. And then it would just one couple of yanks and they were done.
There was a basketball game. We had one of our buddies, Breeze, who's actually on the basketball team, so he's just dunking on everybody.
Like, he was taller than some of the basketball players on the school team. Nice. So he would just, and he was just really good. So he would like, we set up, like, I would tell him to do like weird dunks and he would just do the dunks just because I told him to do them. Like,
but like the biggest thing was the lip singing contest.
Yes. That's what So we had to plan out the lip sync.
Stupid as that sounds, it was a lip sync contest. And I'll never forget this because every school, like every fraternity and even every sorority, they only did one song, and I never understood that.
Now, the sororities are a part of this too. Do fraternities go against sororities, or is just
so you're paired up?
So you support a sorority?
Gotcha.
Yeah, like a sorority or whatever that you do it with. It's not with, but like you get paired up, right? But it doesn't matter if, like, say, like the sorority did horrible and they lost, but we kicked butt and everything, like, we'd still get the credit.
Okay.
For winning our fraternities. But yeah, one thing I'll never forget is every single fraternity and sorority always picked one song and did a lip sync to it. To me, I don't know if it's my ADHD, but it's just so freaking boring sitting there.
It bothered him so bad. I remember him telling me, like, he's like, dude, why are we just doing one song? And I'm like,
I decided, like, yo, let's do a mix. Let's do a mix of songs. So we could put like 8 or 9 songs in here. It never gets boring. It's quick. It's, you know, different pace. And we lip sync each one. It's like a different skit for each one.
Yeah. So each person that was involved would come into a different skit song.
Okay.
And at the end, we had one collective song that we did together.
Do you remember any of the songs you guys did?
Oh, yeah. I remember all of them. Do you remember them too?
How about the Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard? Huh? Do you max out on stage walking around with his shirt off?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
The grand finale was the Dirty Dancing.
Dirty song. Dancing. We started off, if I remember right, that year, because we did it 2 years in a row. That year was the first song wasn't that Larry?
Larry was the girl, yeah.
No. Larry started off as Natural Born Killers with Ice Cube and Tupac, right? Or Ice Cube and
Dr. Dre.
Remember, because didn't we wheel him out on a gurney?
Right.
And then he came out. Larry and Drew were the two best dancers, right? So the first thing we did was we brought Larry out. We had him like come out like Hannibal Lecter, and then he danced around a little bit. And then Drew came out, and him and Larry did the dance for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
from Like You Love Me, right? Is that the song? Like I Love You, whatever it is. But they did the dance. Then the third one was. No, that was the second one. Dirty Dancing was the second one.
Yeah, it was the one that we won.
That was the one that we won. The first year that we did it, though,
we were prepared. We became a fraternity like a week before.
But we did it. We took second, and we were pissed because ours was the best. Ours was the best. That one was the one. The year I did Milkshake was the second one. That's the year we won.
That's the year. That was the best one.
The year we did the first year we did it, I did Crisscross.
Yeah, Crisscross.
Which song?
Jump. Yeah, do not.
Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Beat It was the end.
And I know before everybody listens, it's like, what else would they do other than Jump? As a Crisscross fan.
Warm it up, dude.
Yeah, I would have delved into the catalog. There's nothing wrong with Jump. But I would have been out there with like, It's a Shame, Live and Die for Hip Hop.
Dude, in third grade, during our like, it was like a show. Me and my buddy Mike did that same song. We had our pants on backwards, you know, stuff like that. And we did the Crisscross Jump. So that was nostalgic for me. I was like, yeah, we're going to go out here and freaking kill this thing.
That year, so the first year, I don't remember all the songs from the first year, but I remember one of the songs was Joey Shakes smacking two people's asses.
the reason why we call this guy Joey Shakes is because he had epilepsy.
Yeah. Yes. That's that
needs to be. It might not sound funny to you guys.
Let me tell you something.
You're like in the moment, though.
Let me tell you something.
For us, his idea. It's hilarious.
It was his idea. They call me Joey Shakes. Why do they call you Joey Shakes? Because I got epilepsy. We're all like, that's love that guy. So we went. So there was that. I remember Larry was really small. We remember it was you and Breeze throwing the ball back to, or was it somebody else? They did. I wish I was a little bit taller by Skilo.
Okay.
And they threw the ball over him and he jumped up and like tried to get it. It was so fucking funny. To this day, it still makes me laugh when I think about it.
I literally just watched some video on YouTube about like Skilo's life. So it's just funny.
So we did that. And then we did, but the finale was Beat It. And we did the whole dance.
Oh, for the first year, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like nobody expected us to place in any of these events the first year.
Right. Cause you just started.
Yeah. And it was like, We did good in almost everything. We were the best. And that's not biased. Like that's from seeing it later. Like even other people like that weren't in the frat were like, you guys were the best. We didn't get first because we had just started as a fraternity. We took second. What's that?
They said they couldn't give it to us the first year.
Yeah, they couldn't do that. That would have blew up our heads like crazy. We were already riding high, but that would have made it fucking way worse.
Yeah, the second year, we fucking crushed everything.
We crushed it. Because the second year we took Drew's idea and we elaborated on it and we did it.
We had lights.
We had Larry come through the crowd. Drew danced into the aisle and Larry ran through the crowd in a dress and they jumped and Drew caught it. Like in the movie.
Oh, nice.
It was fucking,
I lifted him up over my head, everything.
It was going to win no matter what. It was going to win. And that was a good one. Man, that was good.
Like after that, like we had weeks of riding high on that with the sorority chicks.
Oh, dude. But like, I remember that day when you and me and him went to like the top three sororities. I just went to Drew's and got pizza. And he was like, dude, let's go to these parties. And we just popped into sorority parties. Like, we were like, and they were like, all right, it's Lambda guys. And we were like, I was like, holy shit, dude, this is fucking rad.
Yeah. Westchester, like, it's a big fraternity school. It's not a huge school, but like, it's very fraternity and sorority oriented. So, like, everything revolves around the fraternities.
And neither one of you guys going into the school had aspirations of fraternity life, right?
No, I actually. The only reason I even went to Westchester was because Maz was like, dude, be my roommate because I need a roommate. And I didn't have a school picked. And I was like, well, fuck it. I'm friends with Maz. Like,
if I'm being honest with you, dude, the only aspirations I had going to college, period, I knew I was going to go home and work in the family business being a landscaper. So I literally just went to college for the experience. I didn't care about the classes. I barely went to them. I just want to go fucking party and have a good time. Create memories.
It sounds a lot like me in college.
We had tons of good time. I remember when we smashed your apartment?
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
they were condemning, they were going to redo the whole building, right? They were going to redo the whole.
No, they weren't going to redo shit. We just fucked it up.
Oh, I thought they were redoing it.
No, I was moving out. That's why.
So we were moving out. We smashed walls and shit. Like, dude, I think I brought a bat up.
I wanted for this podcast. Eventually, we're gonna knock down where the game room is next to us. We're gonna knock down that wall and make the game room bigger. I want one of us, or both of us, or all three of us to run it. There's nothing in that wall. It's just a piece of sheetrock. To film ourselves running and jumping through the wall.
I'm absolutely do that.
Yeah.
There's video. Isn't there video somewhere of you running into a tree? Same style.
Oh, yeah, I knocked a tree over.
Nice. This dude...
I speared the tree.
Another famous Andrew moment that I love. We went to visit... So one of our frat brothers, Breeze, moved to Maryland to work for Purdue. So me and another frat brother, Sunshine, went down. And Drew was in Maryland because you go to Ocean City, Maryland, like, every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he went to. He was like, "Dude, I'm in Ocean City. Like, come visit." And we're like, "All right."
Hold on, Jimmy Mac. Before you tell him that, you got to tell him there's this movie that we used to watch. It's called Ambach, right? And the action scenes are insane. It's just like this dude just straight elbowing people in the freaking face all movie long, right? So, literally, after we watched that movie, we'd walk around just finding people to elbow in the face.
And we would like randomly, like frat brothers, we would just drop up on people like on campus and just jump out of nowhere and we called it balking. And we would just like run up and like knee each other in the stomach, just middle of the day. Like if we saw one another, we would just duck behind the bush and then be like, bah!
Yeah, somebody would be
that makes sense.
Girl, something, you just run up from behind and just knee him right in the back and then boom in the head. So yeah,
that makes sense. So when I was in school, so I'm an ordained minister. If you couldn't tell by how many times I said fuck already, I got ordained while I was in college because I was looking for tax write-offs. My accountant mentioned that one of his clients is a minister and he gets a lot of write-offs. I didn't think those write-offs are related to working as a minister. I was just like, I could become a minister. So I did. So we needed, I went back to the accountant and he's like, idiot, like you have to make money as a minister in order. So my first thing, not like do weddings or like normal shit, I was like, all right, I need to become like a faith healer. That's where my brain naturally went. Nice. So I was like, what are we going to do? So one of my friends in college was like, we had like, there was like four different buildings for our school. So, and we had the two of us had like all of our classes together. So and it was in all four different buildings. So you're running back and forth. He's like, when we see students, he's like, you should just start healing them. I was like, this is the best idea ever. So I expounded on that by just going like full on like Southern pastor. He got away with this for a lot longer than you would think, like to a degree that people knew we were the healer guys. When they would see us coming, they'd be like, oh fuck.
I can think of at least four specific times where like we were in public. Like I remember one time Bryce came up to me and they thought we were fist fighting because he jumped up and kneed me in the back on like a gym floor, and there was like tons of other people around. He's like, yo, I totally bocked the shit out of you. And, like, and I laughed, but they were like, oh my god, these guys are fighting. And we're like, no.
So it's funny, that's why they eventually shut us down after months of doing this and posting these videos online. We started to people we knew, I would faith heal them, which is me running up and shoving them down. like running up behind them when they didn't know. And people thought I was like just hurting people and not understanding that we were only doing that to people we knew who thought it was funny. Right. And people would ask us, like I would get emails from friends like, dude, the next time you see me, if I don't see you, do that shit. Yeah, they would be super into it. But other people were getting upset in the school thinking we were just attacking people at that point.
We were. Yeah, but we did that for a while.
And yeah, tell them about the Maryland thing.
The what? Oh, yeah. So piggybacking on that. So we go to visit. And then Drew's like, come down. So we go down and with the girls that we went with, and we all hung out. We're in the water, and this is maybe a month. I want to say it was a month. It wasn't that long after Steve Irwin died from being stabbed in the chest by a fucking manta ray. One comes cruising down the water. This guy goes, fuck you, you killed a crocodile, hunter, and goes running out. I'm like, me and Breeze are looking like, dude, no, don't. All you see is him just fucking, like in a movie, like Ong Bak, this fucking manta ray, right, need it right in the fucking head. I'm like, Steve! For Steve! Fucking yell, for Steve! And then he comes back out of the water, and I'm talking like full-on movie badass, like comes out of the water like, yeah, that's what he gets for killing the fucking crocodile hunter. And me and Breeze were just like, I can't fucking believe you just did that and didn't die.
My father-in-law got stung by one of those. Like he got like the barb in his leg and shit. He said that was the most painful thing it's ever happened.
They say it's like terribly painful, but they're like, apparently they're so mellow, like indoors and stuff, like docile.
He was in like multiple wars. And that he says is the worst thing that's happened.
There's Andrew running in. Yeah, I didn't care. I'm always going to stick up for the homie Steve.
He didn't give a shit. We used to, but that's one of the reasons why we became so close is me and him would just be like, let's do this. All right, let's go. Like, let's go get cheesesteaks and tonight just in the city. All right, cool. Let's go. We would go get cheesesteaks. Let's go, I don't know, do something else. Let's go find a place to go to the movies. All right, cool. We're going to find this cool place. And then if we found this in Delaware, there's this like huge, it was like a theme park going into the fucking movie theater. And we went there and just whatever we decided we were going to do, we just did. And it was like, and it's rad to this day. Like, that's why I said the thing about.
Yeah, isn't that the place where like there was like this ramp that went up, and like you guys were going down the ramp, and I jumped off and fucking elbowed you right in the top of your head.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%. Yeah, I got blocked numerous times because I was the one that introduced the movie to everybody because it was like
I watched my cousin for it.
I watched my cousin.
Still one of the best movies.
What's that?
Still one of the best movies, man. Like
it is.
You've never seen action in another movie like that.
Even the second one, which was a little weirder because they tried to give it like a different plot. The fight scenes are still awesome. The third one was weird because they tried to make it about dance instead of fighting, and then I was like, dude, no.
You know how like fights in movies are always a little different, but they're kind of always the same. Like you know what I mean? It's nothing too crazy. But like that movie was for me one of the first movies that I've seen that none of the fight scenes or action scenes like I've never seen before.
Yeah,
like it was stuff like holy crap, people could do that.
You know? I watched it with my cousin and he was like, dude, you got to see this movie. This is fucking amazing. And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, Muay Thai. And I'm like, Muay Thai, like fucking Sagat. That guy sucks in Street Fighter, right?
So I was like, changed my whole fighting style too, man. I'll tell you a story. One time we were at one of our fraternity houses and there was like five fraternity brothers sitting on the porch and I was sitting on the steps. I wasn't paying attention. I think I was just on my phone. And I said something stupid, like I'll beat anybody's ass. Right. And they're like, all right, let's see. Right. So they're just any dudes that walk by, they're just talking shit, like mad shit to these dudes. Like, hey, what's up, assholes? Yo, you fucking look gay, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, just anything to piss them off, right? Finally, these two guys bit, and they started talking shit back. And they were like, yeah, well, if you want to fight, come over here, right? And, I mean, obviously, different words were said, but I just looked up, and like I said, I was sitting down like this. I took my watch off. I took my shirt off, and I got up, and I ran across the lawn. Jumped in the air, pretended like I was going to give him a flying knee to the chest. So he went to stop it. And I punched him right in the face, knocked that dude out. Did a spinning roundhouse punch, hit the other guy. And he's like, stop, I don't want to fight.
I want to say this.
These guys were in the house. And I had to run because the cops came.
I want to say this, and I want to make this clear too. Drew's not like a fight first guy. Like he was always one of the ones that was like, if there's anything that was about to get down, like it would usually be me because I was the only other sober one, but it would be me and Drew would always be like, all right, everybody calm the fuck down. Like, stop, this is stupid. Like, let's break this down. But if it came down to it and we had to tussle, that's what happened. But like, we were always, I don't want everybody to think we went out there like fucking Tango and Cash and shit and just started fucking throwing shit around. Like, that's not how it went down. Like, we would last resort. We always knew that we could take anybody. But like we tried not
all day long. I don't care. I never fought anybody for that. The only time I'd ever fight somebody is if they were picking on somebody that couldn't defend themselves, or they were being bad to a woman, right? Because that's some of the things I can't stand. Like when somebody's trying to hit a woman, or you know, like take advantage of somebody like that, or take advantage of somebody that's smaller than them, then I'll just switch goes off.
Yep, I remember. One time specifically when we were, I don't know if it might have been when we were at your mom's thing for the viewing, and
they somebody were giving, at my mom's viewing.
No, you didn't know, but Kaleza was giving me shit for the tie that I was wearing because I didn't have a tie. I didn't have one on campus with me because I don't wear suits and I don't get dressed up for anything, but like very rarely, like events. But it was like an impromptu important event. I didn't have time to drive all the way to Levittown and get a tie, and we didn't find out about the thing until like that night that we were all going to go. So I borrowed a tie off of a skinnier frat brother and the tie like went up to here.
Mm.
And I mean, it didn't look great, but like it was a tie. I was trying to get a tie, but I didn't know how to tie it. So I remember that Drew and Shakes were fixing my tie for me, which truth be told, that became an ongoing thing with fixing my fucking suit to make it look normal because I never put it on right. Drew and Shakes usually had to like, and Maz usually had to like fix my fixins because they weren't always great. Pete has been a party to this too because me and Pete have been to some formal events.
I don't know how this happened, but I no longer know how to tie a tie and I haven't for years. But here's the weird, like I went to Catholic school and we had to wear ties. So like at a point in my life, I knew how to tie ties. And now I just, my hands reject it. I don't know what the fuck it is. I can't, like, if my life depended on it, I couldn't tie a tie.
Yeah.
So there's pictures at my wedding of my father-in-law tying my tie.
Because
I literally can't do it after 150 fucking years of Catholic school.
After this happened, I brought like six ties to school with me, and Maz tied them all so I could get them on and then just tighten them up. He still makes fun of me for that shit today. Like when I went to his baby's christening recently, he was breaking my balls because I didn't wear like a suit. I wore like jeans and a t-shirt. I was like, you didn't tell me it was dress up. He goes, it's a fucking christening. What did you think, dude?
It's an Italian's christening. Dude, you don't fucking show up.
Dude, it looked like, listen.
Jeans shorts.
I texted him because it looked like a scene from The Godfather. Like, even the church looked like a 70s Godfather church. I was like, as soon as they got out, him and his fiance, I was like, dude, where are the rest of the Corleones? He was like, what? And I was like, this looks like the scene where you fucking christen him and fucking kill all those people in the side. I was like, I'm glad I wasn't on the hit list because I'd be out here bloody in my fucking car. He started laughing and he goes, you haven't, the day's not over. And I was like, that's great. But I remember, this dude Kaleza, he was, I don't know if he still, I don't want to throw any more shade on him than I already have. He was a fucking peckerhead when we were in school, but I haven't talked to him since then. So I'm not going to, like, you know, whatever.
Is he somebody from the fraternity or just a random? Okay.
And he thought he was better than everybody else. And he constantly tried to, like, people that he thought he was better than, he tried to, like, bring them down. So he would always make comments about certain frat brothers. I was one of them, but I didn't take any of his shit because I thought he was a douchebag. But a lot of the brothers would see this and they would, like, give me shit. So, like, he saw me getting adjusted with a tie. And I remember he looked over and he said, and Shakes was fixing my tie. And he goes, and he said something like, man, you know, it's funny that some of these guys can even function outside of school or something like that. And I remember Shakes looked over and said something like, Kaleza, why don't you shut the fuck up and then just fix the rest of my tie? And I don't remember what you said, but I remember you said something to him too. Like, what the fuck does it matter, dude? That's not what's important. The tie, you wore a tie and you came to my mom's thing. Like, I appreciate it. Like, you made an effort to try and be there. Because I was like, dude, I'm sorry, the tie looks stupid. But he's like, whatever. You made an effort. And, like, Kaleza, just, oh, what a fucking dickhead. I don't want to get started on that.
I mean, he was definitely the kind of guy that belittled people that, tried to make them feel.
Joey Shakes, I've only ever seen Joey Shakes, and then the whole time of his life that I knew him, I only ever seen him try to fight three people in my life, and twice it was Kaleza. That shows you, like, the dude was not he could fight. He was from, I guess he was from upstate New York. He's from like Elmira.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that's fucking like redneck country, man. 100%. That's like 100%.
Yeah. So because Pete's from Buffalo, Andrew.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I remember there was one dude he jacked up. Remember he jacked him up in my apartment? He put that dude, what was that dude? What was his name? Jake, does that sound right?
Sure.
He put this dude was being an asshole and being drunk, and Shakes, I'm sorry, we're telling Shakes stories now, but I was like, Shakes was in his fucking Superman boxers. He would just come over in the middle of winter only in Superman boxers and get me to edit his papers and stuff for him because he was smart and good at it, but he wasn't confident with his speech. And his like paper. So he'd be like, Jimmy, can you read this over and make sure I don't sound like an idiot? And I'm like, you don't sound like an idiot. Stop saying that, but I'll read it over for you and I'll edit it. And I would point out a couple of flaws and stuff. Anyway, he was over there getting his paper looked at. And this dude, Jake, was being an asshole in the hallway. And I remember he stepped down. He's got his paper in his hand, one hand. Superman boxers, nothing else. Fucking this dude, Jake's being an asshole. He's like, Jake, calm the fuck down, dude. And the dude, Jake, like got in his face. And I remember Shakes went up underneath his throat. With his forearm, and he lifted this dude off the ground. And at this point, Shakes was kind of like the comic relief of the frat, like one of the funny guys. He wasn't like a don't fuck with Joey Shakes guy, which everyone should have known not to fuck with Joey Shakes because he was a badass, just hidden underneath like a happy-go-lucky, like, you know, like comedy guy. But he had this dude up one-handed. And this dude was a bigger dude, and he had him off his feet, and the guy was like, ah, and he's like, are you going to stop? Are you going to stop? And the dude was like, yeah, I'll stop. And he's like, all right, I'm going to let you down. If you don't fucking stop, I'm going to put you through this wall. And he goes, okay. And he just let him down. And he goes, yo, Jimmy, thanks for looking at my paper. Yeah, he just went to his fucking room. And I was like, and Maz is sitting there like, Maz just looks at me because Maz's room was right next to mine, and I'm like at my door, like, what the fuck? And Maz goes, fucking Shakes. we just both go into our rooms again and fucking.
The best way to explain him is like he could be stabbing somebody in the chest with a knife and then petting a cat in the other hand. You know what I mean? Like, he was like that kind of dude.
Like he was so fucking funny, dude. Just some of the shit he used to say when I was around, I would just laugh. I used to go to lunch with him sometimes just to hear him fucking talk because he would just say such funny shit. And it was like poignant shit, but it was like shit that he would say so funny that you would just be like, there was a point to what he was saying. There's just so much, so many fucking funny things that he said to me over the years. Like, just crack me up. But
he had a bunch of good guys that had no business being friends with each other.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like there's no way that all of us would have been friends if we weren't put in that situation. This is the-